Hi, James from English. I was just reading the paper today. I got this paper 3 days ago. Today's Sunday. What day was that? Well, today we're going to learn to talk about time. If you're an advanced student, you might think this is a bit of a slower lesson, or you may know this. That's fine. Please watch. Maybe you'll learn something about sentence structure in English when we talk about time. If you're a new student, this will be very helpful for you to learn how to speak about time. Okay? Let's go to the board. This is a Thomas Turtle lesson, which means it's a tutorial. In that case, it means we will go over the lesson, and I will teach you how to do this, and I want you to do this at home. So a good thing for you to do is copy this out. I know it might take a second or two. Don't worry. Your computer won't go anywhere, and I'm not going anywhere. Just press pause, and then write out this. Write this out. Okay. So you've had a couple seconds. You've written it out. Let's do it. Now, in English, we talk about time. Things happen in the future. Things have happened in the past. And we need to speak about it accurately. What I mean by accurately is we need to be exact. I need to know what you mean. A lot of students, because different languages have this in it, say before. They talk about the past and they say before. I do this 2 months before. I was there before. In English, we don't use before like that. We use the word ago. For us, ago means the past. 2 days ago. 3 months ago. And that means the past. In the future, we often use from now. And that means from this position, we will keep moving. And it means this is now, and we'll go from now into the future. If you look here, I have from now, and I have F and F to help remind you. F means future, from now. 2 days from now will be Tuesday. Today is Sunday. Yeah? Okay. Now, this is nice, but then you say, why are we doing this chart? Well, I'm going to help you so you can speak very, very fluently to an English person, and they will know exactly what you mean. Okay? Here are the days of the week. You will notice how we move. When we say the past, we go backwards. So if we're at Sunday, we would go Saturday, Friday, Thursday, Wednesday, Tuesday, Monday to the past. And that is how we count. Similar to 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. In the future, we go forward. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Future goes forward. So again, another F word. Forward and future. I'm going to give you something to help you as well, just to help you with the dates. Tuesday. If you want to remember the difference between Tuesday and Thursday, just think Tuesday has a sound of 2, which is the second day of the week. You're welcome. All right, so let's go back to the board. I said, if today is, okay? This formula can be used for months as well. You can talk about days or months. So if we say, if today is Sunday, and we want to talk about the future, let's say 3 days. Okay, 3 days. We would say 3 days, we said future. When we look, future means to go down in time. We notice future means from now. So then we have to say either this one or that one. Which should we use? I want future. Remember, future is from now. So then I would say from now, and I would go 1, 2, 3, it would be Wednesday. We don't talk about Sunday. This is today. It's now. We go future, 1, 2, 3. 3 days from now, and we have to choose. Do we say it was Wednesday or it will be Wednesday? We look for the future and we say it will be Wednesday. Now look at the board. If today is Sunday, 3 days from now, it will be Wednesday. Could you see how we did that? Let's try another example. This time, I won't tell you the date. I will put in some information. I want you to figure out what the answer will be. we have a problem. We know what the new day is, and we know how many days, but we don't know what the first day is. Let's go to the board. We said Saturday. We don't count this, right? 3 days from now, so we'd have to go back 1, 2, 3, Thursday, Friday, Wednesday. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday would be the day. So if today is Wednesday, three days from now will be Saturday. Do you like that? So we can work either from the day or from the future. That was awkward, though. Don't you think that was difficult, starting at Saturday to find out Wednesday? There must be a better way of doing this. I think we have a better way. What if we did this? Instead of talking about the final day, why don't we use the word ago? Ago means the past. So we can talk in the present about the past. I like it too. Makes life much easier. Okay? If today is Saturday, 3 days ago, what was it? We go back. Today is Saturday, Thursday, Friday, Wednesday. It's the same information, but it's easier to say, because we can start with where we are and know where we will be. Do you like that? We've gone from future, which was from now, to ago, which is the past. Let's do another one for the past. I like Saturday. It's a holiday in Canada. We don't have to go to work. So I'm staying on Saturday, and I'll talk about the past. Okay? This is a tricky one. Be careful. If today is Saturday, 7 days ago, do we say it will be or it was? It was. The answer is right here. Make sure you pay attention. Look, the answer is here. We say for the past. So 7 days ago, it was well, there are only 7 days in the week. So when we say it was seven days ago it was Saturday, in Canada or America or in England, they would never say this. We have an easier way of saying it. We just say a week ago. When we say a week ago, we are saying this day was the same day 7 days ago. No one would actually say 7 days ago, blah, 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 blah. They would say 1 week ago, I was doing this. A week ago, this happened. And we all know that we're talking about the same day 7 days ago. Good? Easy? Great. Well, what I would like you to do is practice. I know you wrote this out, and I will erase it again. You can take a look. You can practice at home by yourself, or practice with a friend. That's a great way to learn English. You will give them the day and ask them in 2 days, in 3 days, in 5 days, and they can figure out if you say ago, if it's the past, or from now in the future. Now, some of you are advanced students. So if you're an advanced student, I'm going to teach you one more form. I will put it at the end. Okay? We can change this whole thing when we want to talk about the future. You can also do this one. You can say in 3 days. You don't have to say this part. You would say this part. In 3 days, it will be, and that would be the future. So in can replace, and it will be the future. Give that a try. Once you've learned ago and from now, when you're ready, try in for the future. But you must put in the first place, in the first part of the sentence. That would go like this. If this is Saturday, in 3 days, it will be, we go to the future. Tuesday. Okay? Have a good day. Give it a try. Hope you enjoyed the lesson. Come on back for Thomas the Turtle. Where is he? Do 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 do. Thomas the Turtle. Not looking so good these days. I'm sure he'll look better. I'll give him a hair piece. I'll give him some hair. Now he's Thomas the Handsome Turtle. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed this lesson. come back. We'll have other lessons and tutorial lessons to help you, okay? Make sure you practice at home. Oh, and before I go, of course, this may be Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday, wherever you are, but you still need to go to www.ing, as in English, vid, as in video, .com to get this and other lessons. Have a good day.